The scripture for today's service is James chapter 3 verses 17 and 18 and Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver a message entitled Keys to Studying Well.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, and GCN and Mamin TV viewing audiences, this is the second session on the keys to studying well. Before getting into the actual keys to studying well, we dealt first with the purpose of studying and why you have to study in the initial session. We study for our own happiness. For those of us who believe in the Lord, our happiest moments are when we give glory to God. If you study to give glory to God, you will be happy and joyous as you study. God gives you joy, and He will return the glory to us when we give glory to Him. He will raise you up, and both praise and fame will follow you. Furthermore, He will lead you into prosperity and answer the desires of your heart. The grown-up adults, you shouldn't think this message doesn't apply to you just because you are not students. You might have your children and your grandchildren, and also in your workplace, in your company, and as the head of the family, this message can be applied in every aspect. You can find joy in studying hard, for you can feel a sense of achievement. In case of the students, their title is student, and their duty is to study. If you give glory to God by studying hard, beautiful rewards will be stored up in heaven. Students, do you now realize why you have to study? There are not so many students here, but in the first morning service, it is the students' service. You can have the eagerness to study when you understand the purpose of studying first. You then want to get better grades. Beginning today, let's start looking into the actual keys to studying well. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." I hope not just the students, but other members as well, will apply these keys to studying well in your daily lives and earn recognition from others. I pray in the name of the Lord that in the future you will stand before the Lord, the King of Kings, in New Jerusalem. Dear students of Manmin and parents, you cannot excel in your studies with your zeal only. There are conditions that need to be met in order to excel academically. As parents, you have to be especially mindful and be aware of these conditions. You often think your children can do well if they try, but you think they are not trying hard enough, thinking that they lack the willpower to study hard. But if you just scold them and force them to study, your actions are likely to have adverse effects. In order for your children to be able to study well, you first have to diagnose the situation. Medical doctors diagnose the patient before giving them any treatment or medicines. If they have a wrong diagnosis, it will cause a problem. It's the same with the pastors. When they counsel a member, pay a visit, They have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and get the right answer, but otherwise it'll cause some misfortunes. Likewise, if the students are not doing well, you should first find the reason and make appropriate changes. Among the conditions that must be met to excel in studies, let us first consider some of the conditions that can apply to all students. There are many people who excel in studies. After listening to these messages on keys to studying well, we had a family in the morning. They have a son. He didn't like studying. He was into the games, and he just played games, computer games all the time, and I couldn't ask in detail, but maybe he was expelled or something in high school or first year of college. But after listening to these messages on the keys to studying well, then he began to study. The parents didn't know he was doing it. But then he began to excel, and now he's a medical officer in the army. He's a captain now. I thought it was right from the second lieutenant and then captain, but if you are a medical doctor, you can right away become a captain. But his goal is to serve the work for the ministry in the WCDN, World Christian Doctors Network. He didn't like studying so much, but after listening to these keys to studying well, he changed his course of life, and he joined a medical college, and he also wants to do some further studies in the medicine. Let us first consider some of the conditions that can apply to all students. The first condition necessary to excel in academics is appropriate intellectual power. It is often called IQ, intelligence quotient. It tells us about the functioning of the brain. They measure some of the functions of the brain and put various ratings on them, and the result is an IQ or intelligence quotient. Then why do we need good IQ to be able to study well? Comparing it with farming, IQ is like the seed. The fruit will be different according to the kind of the seed. If you sow the seeds of watermelon that is big and sweet, you are more likely to harvest sweet and large watermelons. And if you sow seeds of watermelon that is small and not as sweet, the harvest is likely to yield such watermelons. So when I was farming long ago, you buy some watermelons from the market in the summer, then if you find any, sometimes they are very sweet watermelons. So you take the seeds and you keep them to sow on the field. So if we had even sweeter watermelon, we would keep these seeds so we can have a sweet watermelon. So the farmers try their best to choose only good seeds and store them well until they sow them. In genetics, they say that heredity factors count for 50% in part to the IQ. Namely, IQ is somewhat of an innate attribute. The parents, they shouldn't scold their children saying they are not good, they are not trying hard enough. If you are doing that, what would the children say after listening to this, these messages? Oh, it's you parents. You are not intelligent enough, and that is what I inherited from you. And you say, I'm not good at studying. Suppose the parents are good. They are intelligent. The father may be good, but the mother may not be as good. So both parents should be good. Just as it is likely that a good seed will bear good fruit, it is also likely that you will excel in your studies when you have an IQ that is higher than a certain level. IQ tests the following areas: memory power, numeracy, perceptive power, reasoning power, spaced perception, and the faculty of speech. All these abilities are some part of the brain's function, but they are absolutely necessary for studying. For this reason, if you have a higher IQ, you can expect that you should have higher learning skills. So, most people would want their IQ or their children's IQ to be high. But not everybody can have high IQs. As the quality of the seeds from one watermelon to another is different, all people have different IQs. This means people have different learning abilities. Let us look into a document where education scholars have categorized studying ability of children into 8 levels. They divide the IQ into 8 levels, and the highest bracket, which is above 140, accounts for only 0.7% of the population. It is not even 1 out of 100. So it is almost above 140, or if you reach 150, it is a genius, which is less than 1% of 100 people. The next bracket from 130 to 139 is also a high level, which accounts for 2 or 3 out of 100. With this level of IQ, they should be able to receive a higher level of education than most other children. The next bracket from 120 to 129 accounts for 7 to 8 out of 100, and they are relatively smarter than other children. I'm not so sure about nowadays, but when I was attending school in the 60s, we had the first, second, third grade colleges. The first grade, of course, is Seoul National University and Korea University and Yonsei University. In case of women, Ewha Women's University. And also high schools had ratings, first grade, second grade, third grade. So the top high schools in Korea were Gyeonggi High School. And the second, in the first rank, the second one is Seoul High School, and the third was Gyeongbok High School. And their average IQ, they said, in Gyeonggi High School, it was 130. In case of Seoul High School, it was 125. And Gyeongbok High School, it was 120. That's what the people were saying. The average IQ. That was in the 60s. 50s and 60s. Of course, now it must be different. Do we have certain ratings on the high schools? No. So they said at least you can go to you can enter Seoul National University with at least 120 IQ. 110 to 119 is mid-high level, which is a little better than the most common or average child. And 90 to 109 accounts for the most children, about 46.8% of the whole population, which is the most common level of IQ, from 90 to 109. It is said that they are capable of the development of an intellectual level that is average or common in their age group. From 80 to 89 is a little slower in the development of their intellectual level, but they have enough intellectual possibility to be better. Do you know your children's IQ as parents? When I asked the students, the middle school students, they didn't know their IQ. They wouldn't be informed. of their own IQs. And even in elementary school, in private schools, they do the IQ tests. But of course, it's different from a school to another. And I saw a student and I asked him, are you still number one in your whole school? And he said yes, and his IQ is
139.
7 to 8 children out of 100 belong to 70 to 79 range, and they need special attention in their education. About 3 out of 100 belong to less than 70, and they have possibility of mental weakness, and they need the attention of experts. Less than 70. But I think in our church there is nobody who is less than 70, because the parents, they always receive prayer since their childhood, or since they're toddlers, even before they are born. So if you receive prayer with faith, their IQ can also increase. This is the categorization made by the experts on children, but we cannot say they are absolutely correct. Nowadays, they have new ways to measure intellectual levels. Different testing methods and different countries have different ways of rating, so we cannot apply these kinds of figures to everybody. So the IQ test in the past and IQ test today are very different. Now they say they have many more categories, many more fields, areas to test. And in the past, I received the IQ test two times. It wasn't so complicated, but they say nowadays it's very complicated. What we can understand for sure is that people have different learning skills according to the IQ. They attend the same class in the same classroom, but some students understand the class very well, while others can understand it only after learning it repeatedly. Those with good memory power will not forget the class they attend just once, while some others forget it easily. Among those who are in the same learning environment, those with higher IQ are likely to do better in their studies. Therefore, the parents should make demands of their children only in accordance with their personal levels. The family of Mrs. Lee, Mrs. Bonglim Lee, her nephew's IQs are very high. Herself, she also has high IQ. So her elder brother, elder brother's sons, I didn't ask them how intelligent, what their IQs were, but after the marriage, when I visited her family, he was my nephew was in the middle school, but he wouldn't study in his school. He was just read comic books. But he had Japanese novels in Japanese language. And also he was reading English novels. But he wouldn't study at all. The parents would never see him study. So the parents wouldn't, but he wouldn't, they wouldn't tell him to study because he was still number one. Always, he was number one in his school, so he even received scholarships from elementary school from other countries. I didn't know how, but I didn't ask how, but he received the scholarships. So after they graduated from high school, he came to, he joined the School of Law in Seoul National University. So he received some, with good grades, so he got scholarships, about 3 million won a month, as far as I remember. So it was in 1982. And he never went to private school, cram school. But this cram school was paying him. They were saying this student was from their cram school, and so they paid him 3 million won a month. That was a fraud. But anyway, in that kind of case, he wouldn't really study, but he was always number one. And all the nephews were that intelligent. And another one, he was the president of the student body in Chungang University. And also there was another niece. She also passed the national bar exam. And I think their IQs were so high, and they were doing so well. If your child has a lower IQ, or when they are a little slower in developing their intellectual power, you must not scold them saying they are not trying hard enough. You must not compare other children with your children either. They can develop a sense of inferiority, and they might come to hate studying. But this does not mean you should give up on your children because they don't have high IQs. You students must not put the blame on your IQ when you don't excel in your studies. Dear students of Manmin and brothers and sisters, now, for those students with comparatively low IQs to study well, what do you have to do? First, you can increase your IQ. According to the research conducted by scholars, you can increase your IQ to some extent. It can be increased during the growth stages, and if children are provided with a good environment and education, some children's IQs increase. Those students who believe in the Lord can increase their IQ with spiritual methods. IQ is the functioning of the brain. If you make your brain function well, you can increase your IQ. I will get into that later. What is the thing that makes all our cells function normally? It is a seed of life. The seed of life is the trace of the breath of life that God breathed into Adam. Adam was very wise when he was filled with the breath of life. Genesis 2:19 says, "Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called the living creature, that was its name." Adam was wise enough to name all the living creatures. God created man with an exceptionally high intellectual ability. After the fall of Adam, most of his breath of life was taken away, and we only have the trace of it. But once this seed of life is awakened, and it functions actively through the Holy Spirit, the brain cells would also work at their best. So you can just awaken the seed of life, and then the seed of life will make all the parts of the body function properly to the maximum function. The seed of life will function very actively if you go into the Holy Spirit. Even though you are not in spirit or Holy Spirit yet, the seed of life can function to the extent you are filled with the Holy Spirit, like when you use the handkerchief and muan sweet water with power. So those who excel in their studies in our church, they attend all worship services and they pray in Daniel prayer meetings. These students excel in their academics. So there are many students who receive scholarships. even the full tuition. I'm not sure if the schools are giving a lot of scholarships nowadays, but every week they received all A's or straight A's and scholarships, and there are quite a few. In the Friday online service, the one who led the second part, the healing session, we have the sister. Purim Shin, she was saying, she was telling me that she was receiving scholarships from the school and from another place, the full tuition. And her brother is also going to the college that I used to go, Hanyang University, and he was also receiving scholarships. So I said, isn't it that you don't like studying too much? You just like singing and so yes, she was saying she likes studying too. And many students, they receive scholarships. They attend worship services. They pray hard. There are many who are number one in their schools and in their classes. So those who pray hard, they can also study better. I think you know it by your experience. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit and read the Bible, then you can concentrate and it comes into your mind very easily. So it's the same with the studies. If you pray hard, and then you can concentrate on your studies so you can remember it very well, and it'll be planted deep inside so you can excel in your studies. The sort of seed of life will function very actively if you go into the Holy Spirit. And even though you are not in spirit or Holy Spirit yet, the seed of life can function to the extent you are filled with the Holy Spirit, like when you use the handkerchief and one sweet water with power. I hope you students and parents will rely on the power of the Lord and increase your IQs with faith. The second method to study well even with relatively low IQ is to make use of your IQ to the fullest. I said we can compare IQ with seeds. Even the ordinary seeds, which are not the best of the quality, can produce good fruit if the farmer takes care of the crops after sowing them. The farmer can bring the best quality out of the seeds that the seed can produce. Here, the field refers to the heart of those who study. Luke 8:15 says, "But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance." You can pull out the best of your ability if you study well, study with good and faithful heart. With the seed that can produce only 10 times, you can even produce 30 or 60 times more. In fact, the required IQ to excel in academics is not that high. What do you think is the IQ of the number 1 or 2 in each school? People think they must have high IQs, but according to some research, many of them had ordinary IQs. Of course, the higher the IQ, the better you can do in studies, but there are people who would not excel with high IQs because they neglect studies and they think they know everything and they don't follow the classes. Some education scholars consider 115 to 125 to be the optimal IQ for studying. Statistically, most students who are at the top level in schools have an IQ in this range. they're not the highest. They don't have the highest IQs, but they have a relatively higher IQs, and they study hard, so they can excel in their studies. And in the society also, they do better, they do well. They're successful, but there are people who are too smart, they don't try hard enough. There is some other interesting research. A scholar named Louis Terman observed children with high IQs throughout their lives. He expected them to have great academic achievements and great success in the future, but the results were very different. Rather than those who had high achievements in studies and success in life, more of them had ordinary academic achievements and ordinary jobs. Likewise, IQ is not the absolute condition in studying well. If you just have an ordinary IQ, that is, if the IQ is not extremely low, it is good enough to study well. As in farming, everything beyond the influence of the seed is decided by how good a field is and how diligent the farmer is. The same is true of the IQ. No matter how smart you are, it is useless as long as your field is barren. It might even become a disadvantage to that person. For example, some of those children with high IQ have no interest in their studies because they are bored and it's too easy, and they cannot adapt to the school life because they look down on education and other students. Also, some of those who have high IQ concentrate on computer games and get addicted to them. They are smart, but they don't study hard. They just concentrate on computer games and other things. Quite a few, actually. Some people have high IQ and try hard to become successful, but with that brain and position, they commit intellectual crimes. This is a tragic end resulting from good IQ, which is good seed, combined with bad field, which is the heart. For this reason, many in the fields of education talk about the importance of character education. Nowadays, new theories are rising, saying that not only IQ, but EQ, emotional quotient, and SQ, spiritual quotient, play important roles in academic achievements and success in life. When I was in schools, there were no such things as EQ or SQ. So I asked the students, they understand. They are aware of these things, EQ and SQ. But the grown-up adults, when I asked them, they didn't know. How about the elders here? Have you heard of SQ? EQ? Maybe if you have a hard time remembering, you can think of ET and EQ extraterrestrial. Sometimes when the students find something hard to memorize, you can change some of the things into an easier way to memorize. This is one of the methods to have a good memory. And if I have time, I talk about these things too. So this is actually important. EQ is the emotional quotient, and it is similar to the intelligence quotient of our mind. The first ability in measuring EQ is the ability to realize one's own feelings, respect them, and accept them. Let me repeat. The first ability in measuring EQ is the ability to realize one's own feelings, respect them, and accept them. I cannot give you all the examples, but just please try to understand it. Second is the ability to control one's impulse and other stressful feelings like nervousness and anger. If you have higher EQ, let me explain easily in a spiritual sense. If you go into spirit, then you can control your mind. You can have self-control. You can control your thoughts because you control your mind. Because you control your mind, your thoughts are controlled automatically. And also you won't have any fleshly thoughts. You have only spiritual thoughts. So 100% you can control your thoughts. That is about those who go into spirit, who have gone into spirit. But those who are in flesh, it is the opposite. The mind is controlled by the flesh. So the thoughts, the mind is controlled by the thoughts. It is the opposite of spiritual man. So those who have higher EQs, it's not about spiritual matters, but if you go into spirit, you can understand. If you go into spirit, it means you have very high EQ. So you can control and subdue your own thoughts. So second is the ability to control one's impulse and other stressful feelings like nervousness and anger. You can control your feelings. When the students have to study, they have to concentrate, and if the mother is asking them to do this thing and do the chores and run the errands for the housekeeping, for the house, then if the younger brother is disturbing him so much, then it will be stressful, and the student wouldn't be able to concentrate. It's not the environment to be able to concentrate. But if you can control your mind, the man of spirit, these things wouldn't matter. If the mother tells you to do a run errand, then he just does it and he just concentrates on studies again. He wouldn't be affected by surrounding environments because he wouldn't have any fleshly thoughts. He wouldn't be controlled by the thoughts. He can control everything with your heart if you make up your mind to study from this hour to that a certain hour. Then you will just do it. And if you want to pray for about 30 minutes before you study and read the Bible and then study, then you will just do it. So you can study for a certain numbers of hours. Then you can also memorize them deeply in your mind, so you can memorize them and learn them deeply and quickly. So the second is the ability to control one's impulse and other stressful feelings like nervousness and anger. Third is the ability to encourage oneself after a failure without getting discouraged. Fourth is the ability to sympathize with others' feelings. Fourth is the ability to sympathize with others' feelings. This is also important because God's word tells us to serve others. You have to humble yourself. You must not seek your own, but serve others. And if you have this kind of mind, you are close to spirit. Fifth is the social ability to maintain harmony in a group and to cooperate with others. This is also very important for your social life. Success for a success in the society. If you break the harmony, you cannot control your mind, and you wouldn't be able to do anything. So those who go into spirit, they can increase their EQ so much. And if you go into Holy Spirit, not to mention going into Holy Spirit. So, because you can control your mind and thoughts, because you can control your mind, you can control your thoughts, so you can also increase your IQ. Because there are things that you will remove all the hindrances that bring down your IQ, that disturbs you with your memory and understanding. So you can remove all these hindrances so you can increase the IQ to the highest, fullest. If your students make your field of heart into good soil, EQ will increase. Even though your IQ is not very high, you can study well, utilizing your IQ to the fullest degree. So the conclusion of this message on keys to studying well is that you have to go into spirit and whole spirit and all things will be possible. The third method to study well, even with a relatively low IQ, is to find what the student is good at and develop their talents. This is important for the parents. You don't have to worry too much just because the student is not good at studies. You can find other talents of the students and allow for them to improve them. For example, suppose a student has a very low IQ, and you ask them, scold them always, why don't you study hard enough? Then they will hate studying even more. But even though they have low IQ, if that student is good at something else, he must have some things he is good at, so you must develop those skills, not just studying. But if they can study well, you can just let them study. And some students, they hate studying. They don't like it. Because they're not good at it. They don't really remember. They don't really understand. So even though they try hard, it's not easy to solve mathematics problems. And they can't remember English words, vocabulary. And if they go home, then the parents will scold them and tell them to study even harder. And what do they do? It's so hard for them to go to school. But there are things that they like. Maybe some sports or music or drawing, art. They must have some kind of skills. So the parents try to develop their skills. Maybe musical instruments. But if they just ignore all those things and just tell them to study all the time, then even if they want, they don't excel. And it's also the parents' responsibility. Nowadays, they categorize man's intelligence in more details in measuring it. People have different strong points and weak points in their intelligence. For example, there is a new concept called multiple intelligences. The theory of multiple intelligence says that man's intelligence does not consist of IQ alone, but also many other kinds of intelligences. Howard Gardner, who created this theory, added bodily, kinesthetic, musical, interpersonal, intrapersonal, and naturalistic, and added them to the conventional IQ ability, like the linguistic, logical, mathematical, and space perception abilities. So they didn't do so well in studies, but some people have very good interpersonal skills, social skills. For example, according to this theory, those who are good at sports have higher levels of bodily kinesthetic talent. Those who are interested in the living creatures like insects or birds have high level of naturalistic talent. They don't excel so much in academics, but they are so interested in these things. They memorize, they learn these things very quickly. But some students, they are not good at studies, but they, they're so good at numbers. If they hear any number once, they just memorize all those numbers, even though they are not good at studying so much. Some people have this very exceptional memory power. Even though they are not so good at studies, they know so much about some cars because they are interested in the cars. Some other students, they are good at computers or computer games. So there are some students who are good at computer games, and they go to a world competition, and they win the prizes. Whether it is sports or music, they have their own skills, their own talents. Some people, they like music and as well as they like studying. Some students, they don't like studying so much, but they are very, very good at music. And the Heavenly Dancing Team in our church, we have a member there, Ji Young Song, sister. She's now going to be a sophomore, the second grade in the college. And her sisters are also, I mean, the other members are elder than her, but she is like the leader of the team. And the parents say, her mother would say, Ji-young is not good at studies. She also says she doesn't like studying so much. But she doesn't like, so, but she is good at something else. She is good at dancing. So now she is majoring in dancing, and she has become as a leader in the Heavenly Dancing Team. I don't think her parents would force her to study. I believe they let her, encouraged her to pursue her talents in dancing. So now she has become, she's being used by God. And this week we don't have a Friday online service. And the next week, next Friday service, this sister will lead the Friday online service. And also, their son is the same. He's so tall, 190 centimeters. He is good at ordinary parents. They would force their children to study hard, but he wanted to do the sports, judo, and he's majoring in martial arts, and he wants to join the security team of the Chonghwade, the presidential palace. And his goal is, he wants to give glory to God through his what he's doing, the sports, by exercising. And you don't have to, the parents and children, they don't have to quarrel or anything. The students, the children, they don't like studying, but before they were not good at studies. Before he joined the army, he wasn't good at studying, but after he joined the army, he changed his mind, because he now made up his mind to live for the glory of God alone. And right after, getting released from the army, rather than joining the church, he wanted to have more experiences. He wanted to join the security team of Cheonghwadae, the presidential palace, and to join them, he has to speak English very well also. So he began to study hard. So now he's receiving scholarships in his college because he's doing well in his studies. So since a young age, the parents, they would let the children pursue their own interest. So now they are reaching the highest level in their areas. So God is Almighty, and that daughter, when she was in 10th grade or something, she came to receive my prayer. She asked me to pray that her height, she wouldn't grow up anymore. She was already 176 centimeters. There was another girl who wanted to grow up even more while she was already, when she was already 176 centimeters high, tall. I was wondering, do you want to become a basketball player or something? But in this case, in Ji Young's case, maybe in her 9th grade or 10th grade. When she was in 10th grade, she received my prayer that she wouldn't grow up anymore. So she stopped growing. Otherwise, she would have grown even more. So now, right now, she is 172 centimeters. That is when. So how thankful it is. She shouldn't be taller than this. But her brother, he didn't receive such a prayer, but so probably he's 190 or even more than that. According to this categorization, poor performance in languages or mathematics does not directly mean low intelligence. They can do other things comparatively better. If you find the things that the students are good at and encourage them to develop such abilities, the children can develop interest in their studies. But some parents demand that their children strive to become a judge or a medical doctor in order to fulfill their own dreams. It would be so hard for the children if they do not want it, and if they don't have enough talent or giftedness to become what the parents demand of them. But this does not mean if you are good at sports or performing arts, you don't have to study at all. It's much better to study well and do these things too. The case I mentioned is that the students hate, they dislike studying. They want to do some exercises. But this son, he's also studying hard nowadays because he wants to join the Cheonghwadae security team. And also, this daughter, she's learning so hard because she likes it so much. Basic knowledge is necessary in any area. For example, you can communicate well with others with linguistic skills. Also, those who are interested in science can study more deeply only with mathematical skills. Those who are studying performing arts can utilize their creativity more greatly with knowledge in many areas. So you need the effort. You have to develop yourself. So you have to have your own effort, even though you have good high IQ. In my school, in the schools, I didn't like mathematics. I didn't like calculating. But after I opened the church and doing the ministry, I thought I needed some knowledge about statistics. Because we have some kind of billions of won, like millions of dollars. So when they were making reports to me, I would understand. everything. So I put an emphasis on the kind of figures, so numbers, so I can just calculate those things quickly. They acknowledge that they agree that I have very good quick calculation of the numbers because I concentrate on them. Above all, they can gain faithfulness or sociality while they go to school. Rather than studying only the subjects you like, it is wise to try one's best in all the other areas as well. Let me conclude the message. Dear students and other brothers and sisters in Christ, Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." This is a confession that Solomon made in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. 1 Kings 4:29-30 says, "Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind, like the sand that is on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the sons of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt." And 1 Kings 4:32-33 says, "He also spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that grows on the wall. He spoke also of animals and birds and creeping things and fish." Wisdom comes from God. If you revere God, you can recover the excellent ability given by God originally and study very well. How to gain wisdom and understanding? I delivered a message for several weeks. And to receive the voice and guidance of the Holy Spirit, I delivered a message for several weeks. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will increase your intelligence by pleasing God and cultivate your heart into good soil to excel in your studies. So I hope this will be helpful for the parents in educating their children. Everybody has different talent. And some people, it is important to choose what you study, but some people, they choose something really, something that seems, that is not really their talent. So I sometimes ask them, why do you study, why do you major in that? And they don't know what to do, because they don't have a goal. But in my case, I had a clear goal. My goal is spirit. So to perform signs and wonders and power of God, so the most important thing is the spirit. And I've been doing the spiritual studies for last 28 years. And God says the studying is almost over. So I've been studying. And so in spirit, we can do anything. So there are so many things that will be unfolded in the future, and you'll be seeing it from beginning from this year. And let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life. Father, let this message become life and faith. Father, let the parents and students learn this message very well. So what kind of course of life they want to choose and how they want to study, and they need an adequate level of intelligence and they can have good field to, they should have good field to really excel in their studies. And if you make, if we make the seed of life very, function very well, then all other parts of the body will function well, and the brain will also function well. And we also should find other talents than just studying and develop them. Father, thank you. Let the students and the church members receive great help from this message. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The pastors, what is their duty? Basic duty. It is to save more souls, to lead them to a heavenly kingdom, to make their souls prosper. You have to increase their faith and save lives, to guide them to a better heavenly dwelling place, to save them from falling into the world, falling into the sins, leading them to green pastures and quiet waters. So what they have to seek first is spirit. They have to study spirit, and they have to go into spirit, and they have to go into spirit and Holy Spirit quickly. So in our church, there's a pastor who has been seeking spirit since childhood. And it is done according to what they have done, what they have sown and acted. Today, the pastor is even better, better preacher than myself. Because the pastor put the greatest emphasis on this area, that the pastor became, the person became the best in that area. Also, Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, presenter, director, she has been praying all the time, and she is the number one in prayer. I pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Bless all the members in all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who attend the service through the satellite all over the country, and all the children of God who attend the service on the internet all over the world, and all Manmi TV and GCN viewing audiences, and all overseas missionaries and pastors and members of more than 9,000 branch churches. And they have sent their photos and prayer requests from many other countries. Father, lay your hands on them and answer them. Reverend Bishop Myung-ho Jung of Kenya, they will have handkerchief crusade in Nairobi Mami Church on January 30th. Bless them and heal them. Pastor Vitaly Fishberg will have a handkerchief crusade in the Wisdom and Power of God Mami Church on January 30th, Sunday. Father, let all the sick persons receive healing and give glory to God, and let the church have revival. Valentina Palikova and Hilarion Bell, they have heart disease and heart blood pressure. Go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Kumar Sunwal of Nepal, the mental disorder, go away. Let his brother stop making idols, and let the family members have faith. Jose Morales of Estonia, let the son test, let the son pass the test of the bleeding, and let the let him win the court trial about the his property in Mexico. Enis Cabrera of Ecuador, she was laid out from her job without a proper cause, and let everything go well. Erika of Latvia, let her mother be healed from leg fracture. Tatiana of Latvia, let her husband be healed of asthma. Ariana Armen has skin disease. Angela has cancer. Huron, Katja Turian, let him grow up in spirit. Anastasia from Ukraine, let her get the pension for women's women laborers, and Svetlana, let her get a good job, which she can do well. Igor from Uzbekistan has a cyst, be healed by the five Holy Spirit. And Anthony from India has a cancer in the brain, be healed by the five Holy Spirit. Stella from Uganda, let her problem be solved with the custody of her child. Nino Gaetano, let his fiance Hanan be healed from nervousness, and let her convert into Christianity from Islam. Antonia from Mexico, let his teeth be healed. Jairo and has arthritis and high blood pressure. Maria Cordoba has heart disease, be healed by the five Holy Spirit. Alpha Tamayo, let her be healed of lung tuberculosis. Erica from Venezuela, let her not hang around with bad friends, but let her live a healthy life. Mario Alexander, let his business go well. And Zhao Manju, be healed of the high fever. Li En Rung, skin disease all of the body. Sen Chen Wei's schizophrenia, let him quit the smoking. Liu Sang Chen, schizophrenia. Lei Si Yu, depression. Zhou Su Fing, the kidney failure, be healed by the five Holy Spirit. Yu To, third degree burn on the lower body, let the skin be healed. Li Guizhen, lung cancer on the right lung, and asthma. Wu Mingqing, cervical uterine cancer, be healed. Liu Hong En has anemia. Lang Su Mei, cancer. Liu Gofa, the dying, the decaying of the end of the tip of the bones, be healed. Wang Karin, arm fracture. Lang Rin Chen, gastritis. Zhou Shen Xin, growth disorder. Zhang Chang Ying, cataract. And Chen Jin Yang, and Chen Jiaming has mouth cancer. Liu Qin, inflammation. Han Zhongdong, sleeplessness and pain all of the body. Wang Toxiang, itchiness and fracture. Chen Jie, schizophrenia. Yu Hongwin, epilepsy and heart disease. Zhu Jiawan, the boils in the leg. Sun Xufan, let her recover eyesight. Zhang Zhichang, let her finish 21-day fasting very well. Qi Wei Chai, let them study well. Lai Zhenfing, and let the problem with their house be resolved. And there are many names. Let them be forgiven of their past sins. Let them pray hard and go into spirit and evangelize their families. Father, thank you from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. And let all the internal organs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let all the internal problems go away, itchiness go away, be cleansed and be cleaned. All the cancers, metastasized cancers go away. All the lung diseases go away. Herniated discs go away. Give them spiritual and physical health. Lose the paralysis and protect them throughout this week. And protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. And let them make no mistakes while driving. Light come. Father, bless their workplaces and business fields. And let them lend and not borrow, and let them become the head and not the tail. And give the jobs to the jobless. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Father, also, we have Lunar New Year holidays. And on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have Friday. We have holidays, and protect them in all their journeys, and let them not bow down before idols. Keep their minds and hearts, and keep, protect them from persecutions. And wherever they go, let them preach the gospel. Let their families be evangelized. Let there be no trouble or problem whatsoever. Protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host, and angels, and with your blazing eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.